Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, my people. Good evening to my radio audience again tonight. I am here tonight with a very, 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 very serious broadcast tonight. Very, very serious and very, very deep. The only reason that I am here tonight doing this broadcast, because I'm usually not here on a Friday night, which is the Sabbath night, which is Shabbat in the Hebrew. I'm usually here on Tuesdays, and I'm usually here on Saturdays. But tonight, I'm here on a Friday night because the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrew nation, need me to be here so I can deal with this situation. It's extremely important that me as the prophet of the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the 12 tribes of Israel, I must address this issue. Because it done went too far now. It have went too far. And if I don't correct it as his prophet and address it, then I don't know who will. Then I don't know who will. I have been called and chosen in these last days to set the Hebrew record straight. To set the Hebrew record straight. Only a prophet can do that. Only a prophet can do that. No one else. No elder, no bishop, no pastor, no apostle, no evangelist. No one but a prophet of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that's exactly who I am. I will attempt to do what the God of Israel want me to do on this platform tonight, this divine platform that he set up 2 years ago. I have said a lot of things over this platform. I have prophesied. I have spoke to you prophetically. I have gave you all kind of dreams and visions that I have had that the God of Israel gave me. Everything that I said that I know of have came to pass when the God of Israel told me to say something to you people. It have came to pass. Just want to throw that out there so you would know who I am. I'm not a lying prophet and I'm not a false prophet. I am the prophet of the God of Israel. His name is Ahayah, the God of the Hebrew nation. Let's go to our title tonight. Let's go to our title tonight. Gathering of Christ's Church. Insensitive Narcissist Elder Rikah. Or Elder Rikashiah, I rebuke you. Audio number one. You must be rebuked, bruh. It's time for you to be rebuked. And it's time for the God of Israel to correct you. Because you totally out of order. You totally out of order with the God of Israel people. The 12 tribes of Israel. You out of order, bruh. And me as his prophet, he told me to rebuke you. And that's what I must do. Whether you like it, he like, she like it, it doesn't matter who like it. But I must do what the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob tell me to do. This is Sister Radio Talk Show. I am your host, Elisha Ba. Elisha Ba is my name. Guest call-in number for anybody that would like to call in. Make a comment. Say whatever you feel. Say whatever you want to say. I'm here. And I won't be treating you like your elder, Rikashi, I treat you and me and everybody else that he don't want to talk to and answer questions to and let people do what they need to do when they call into his platform on YouTube. This is the reason why we have this broadcast tonight. The reason why we have this broadcast tonight. And I wish the brother would come here and defend himself. Because I'm not trying to say nothing outside of him being here. It's just that when you try to get in touch with GOCC, they never respond. They never respond. They only respond to the people that's in their clique. In their clique. Okay? Not all you members get a response from Elder Rikashi R, the elder of the GOCC church, and the elders. Only the clique. Just like the Christian church, they have cliques. They have pastors and elders and bishops, pets. The ones that they give, you know, they give the most money and they get the most this and they get the most that and they get the most time to the pastors. Those are the ones that they pacify and those are the ones that they glorify and those are the people that they always answer their calls. See, I know how it works. I used to be a pastor. I know exactly how it works. So what we going to do tonight, what we are going to do tonight, we have some scriptures, some Bible verses that we're going to read, and the correction of the brother that need to be corrected through scripture. I cannot correct him. Only the God of Israel can correct him. Only the word of the God of Israel can correct him. I'm talking about the Holy Bible. That's what we're going to use, and that's what the God of Israel, Ahiah, want me to use to correct him. No, I don't call him Most High. I don't need to call him Most High. I'm going to call him by his name because that's who he is. I'm going to call him by his name. Ahiah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. So before we go into this broadcast tonight, I would like to say Shabbat Shalom to the remnant, tonight, the ones that will make it out of the New World Order, the 10%. Shabbat Shalom to you, remnant. Hold on. Our kingdom is near to come. Hold on, remnant. Don't give up. Don't give in and don't give out. It's coming. The God of Israel is coming for us. And I speak that prophetically because I know it's going to happen. Told me he's coming. So hold on, remnant. So I'd like to say Shabbat Shalom to you. I give you peace and blessings tonight from the God of Israel, the Holy Spirit, and the heavenly host, the Son of God, Yeshua. I would like to thank the God of Israel, the Holy Spirit, the Mother, his Son, Yeshua, and the Holy Angel. For everything that they are doing for me and what they have done for me all of my life. I give them the glory, the honor, and the praise on this Shabbat tonight. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God of Israel. I glorify you. I honor you tonight. You are my God. You are a great God. And there's no God like you and no one before you. So what we're going to do right now, what we're going to do, I usually would love to sing a song, but right now I'm not really feeling a song. I feel like doing what I was sent here to do, and that's correct the Gathering of Christ Church. Their narcissist leader, insensitive leader, Elder Ricard, I rebuke you. So we're going to go to, yesterday I went to the brother platform. I went to his platform. I think it was yesterday. I went to his platform. I don't hate the brother. I really don't have nothing against him other than the way he treats people and, you know, the things, some of the things that he teach. You know, notice I didn't say all the things. Some of the things that he teach is not biblical. It's not biblical. It's not biblical. It's just a doctrine that he's been taught. That's all it is. It don't got nothing to do with the Bible. Nothing at all. So I'm going to play an audio. I'm going to play an audio, two audios that I want to play tonight that the Gathering of Christ Church made on their YouTube platform. One of the audios, I did a lesson on, but I never played the audio for the people. I did a lesson on one of the audios about a month ago. And I was just talking about the ungodly conversation that I had with Elder Ricard over the phone on his YouTube platform. But tonight, I want to play that audio. And I want the people. I want you people, you Hebrews, judge for Gentiles too, because he got Gentiles following his church just like he have Hebrews following his church. Judge for yourselves tonight what kind of leader you are following. I'm going to go through the scriptures. Judge for yourselves. Now, once the God of Israel rebuke this brother or openly rebuke among the world or whoever is listening, once he do that and once he show you people his behavior and what he's doing wrong and how he's doing wrong, then it's up to you to keep following him. It's up to you people to keep following him. Because the God of Israel let you know who he is and what he is, and how he is. He not only exposing him, he exposing a whole lot of leaders right now. A whole lot of leaders are getting ready to be exposed. And if he haven't started, it's coming up real soon. Maybe Elder Ricard might be the first one. I don't know. But he's getting ready to expose a lot of leaders, so he can get his remnant out of the claws and the hands of the devil. So we're going to play the first audio. The first audio we're going to play is, give me a minute, people. The first audio we're going to play is the one that when I called his show about a month ago, and I just called his show because the God of Israel wanted me to call his show, and I was just asking him some questions because the God of Israel told me to ask the questions, and that's why I called. And I've been trying to call, and I've been trying to get in touch with them, and they never answer calls, and they never answer emails. No, not that much, people. Like I say, they answer the ones that's in the click. That's the ones they answer, people. Okay? So I called in his YouTube platform a month ago. And I wanted to, I said, yeah, I'm calling. I want to ask some questions. Can I ask some questions? He said, yeah, you can ask some questions. But it's the way that the brother treated me. It's the way that he treated me, and it's the things that he said to me. I'm going to put the audio on. Matter of fact, what I need to do, I'm going to read the article first that I have on narcissists. Because when I put the audio on, I need you people to identify the God of Israel, Haya. He wants you to identify his behavior so you'll understand why he is a narcissist and when he's operating in his narcissist personality and behavior. So I'm going to read the article first about being a narcissist. And what is a narcissist? And how do you define a narcissist? And how do you identify a narcissist? Because that's exactly what he is. So let me read the article. We have quite a few scriptures. Not that many. I believe we can finish tonight. I believe we can finish tonight. Thank you, God of Israel. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your grace and mercy tonight. Thank you. I love you. I honor you. I give you the glory and the praise. You don't never hear that brother saying that. You don't. How is this man running a church, people, number one? How is this man running a church and he never, ever get a God of Israel praise? He never glorify him. He never lifts him up. He never do nothing but call him Most High. Never. How is you people falling somebody like that that's so weak? That's so weak in the spirit. So weak in the spirit. There's no way I can follow a leader that don't talk about faith, don't talk about love. Come on, people. I'm trying to help you. The God of Israel want to help you. This brother got to be exposed like so many more got to be exposed. He don't say nothing about love. He don't say nothing about faith. He don't say nothing about, oh, we bless the God of Israel, Ahaya. We lift him up. We give him praise tonight. He's a good God. He's a wonderful God. He's a holy and true God. You never hear none of this coming out of this brother's mouth. Why, people? Why is that? Something is seriously, seriously wrong with a person that say that they are a leader of the God of Israel, or God, they call him in the Christian church. And the brother never, ever, ever, and the elder in the lead, never, ever honor the God of Israel on his platform. I never seen it one time yet. Not one time. All he do is talk, 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 talk. People call into the show, talk, talk. That's not a Bible class. He read a few scriptures and just talk the whole show through. People not getting no edification. The only edification you people getting is about the government. They doing and how they doing it. That's all y'all getting news. Not no edification. Not the prophetic. Not the wisdom and knowledge that the God of Jacob wants to give you. You people ain't going to be ready for the kingdom. Let me say that again, and I say it prophetically. You people that's following GOCC Church will not be ready for the kingdom. Why? Because your leader is not ready. Your leader is not ready. And because he's not ready, he can't get you ready. Because he don't know how to get dressed for the kingdom of the God of Israel. because he never been taught by his leaders how to get dressed. So let me put the audio on. No, I said I was going to read the article first. We're going to say the audio. This is five signs. Five signs, people. You are falling a narcissist church leader. This is five signs that your pastor, that your bishop, that your elder, that your evangelist, that your pastor, they are your prophet, they are narcissists. Five signs. We're going to read this article together tonight. Let's get some knowledge. Let's get some wisdom, and let's get some understanding, because that's what we need right now. We seriously need to understand these leaders that we have been following for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, so many years. And we still the same way as when we first walked through that door. Nothing has changed in your life. Nothing has got better. Nothing is different. Why? Because there's no edification. A narcissist can't edify you. A narcissist cannot edify nobody. They can't even edify their own self, their own behavior. They can't do nothing for you. It's all about them. Five signs you're falling a narcissist church leader. Listen, people. Listen to what I am saying to you tonight. This is important. Listen to me. Listen to me, okay? This is a serious disorder. This is a serious disorder that people have in this world that's destroying people. You hear my dogs barking? While they barking, just let me get some water so they calm down here. One moment. Narcissists, be quiet. Shut up. Lay down. Narcissism is an intense focus on oneself. Let me say it again, people, loud and clear now. Narcissism is an intense on one's self, and typically involves selfishness. They very selfish people. It's all about them. They always focus on what they want, how they want, what they need. It's not about nobody else, how they feel and what they feel and what they think. Intense involves selfishness, entitlement, a constant desire and need for admiration, and a demonstrated lack of empathy. Let me read that again. A demonstrated lack of empathy. I have the evidence, people. Elder Ricard is not here to defend himself tonight on this broadcast, but I have the evidence from the audios of me calling into his church on YouTube and talking to this brother. And the way he treated me, and the things that he said to me, and the names that he called me, I have the evidence. And then I'm going to play two audios tonight. One is the audio that he made 2 days ago or yesterday. I think it was yesterday. It was so drastic. It was so drastic, the audio that he made yesterday on this platform, that when he started talking to this particular individual that called this show, I started screaming. I got so very upset with the way he was treating that sister. It was a sister. So he got two videos that he made on YouTube that is evidence. So you got to have evidence when you rebuke somebody. You got to have evidence. When you set something in order, when you set something straight, you got to have evidence, people. You just can't throw stuff out there without evidence. I'm not that kind of leader for the God of Israel. If I say something, I got to have something to back it up. I'm not going to say it at all. So I have two audios, evidence to prove this brother narcissist behavior. So it said, desire and need for admiration, and a demonstrated lack of empathy. I want y'all to remember that. Write that down. Write that down, because in the audios that I'm going to play tonight, you're going to see that the demonstrated of lack of empathy will be displayed in the audios tonight. It's a demonstrated lack of empathy. In short, narcissists maintain me over the rest of the world mindset. And that's exactly how that ministry and that church is. Don't nobody else got the truth. Don't nobody else know. Everybody else, they don't know. We got it. We got the truth. We follow the truth. We into the truth. Narcissists maintain me over the rest of the world mindset. And that's the kind of ministry that this narcissist man, Elder Ricarciar, have set up. That's the kind of ministry it is. That we don't got to listen to nobody else. Can't nobody tell me nothing. Can't nobody say nothing to me. I already got it figured out. I already know. Don't nobody else know. Everybody else wrong. And we are right. That's the way he's displayed his ministry with his followers. Paragraph 2 of this article. Sometimes those who lead deteriorated into narcissistic tendencies, but the nature of leadership positions often draws those who already demonstrate narcissistic behavior. Have you ever wondered if you lead pastors or supervisors in your church is a narcissist? Have you ever wondered that? It's time for you people to think about that, because you are being led by lots of narcissists over the Christian churches, all your ministries. They're in the government. They're in corporations. They're everywhere. It's an epidemic. It's a plague in the earth, this disorder of narcissists. As it turns out, your concerns may not be unfounded. A certain national study by the American Association of Christian Counselors found that 31.2% of active ordained pastors, y'all listen to me, 31.2% of active ordained pastors score in the dynastic range for narcissistic personality disorder. Narcissistic personality disorder. I found this stagnant, shocking, and unsettling. And I began to think critically about my own style of leadership in a way that I had previously considered. It about narcissism that make it so prevalent within the world of Christian leadership. More specifically, what is it about leading within a local church that seems to attract so many narcissists? In some way, it's just to understand how people who suffer from narcissistic personality disorder feel drawn to the local church. People come to the church looking for help. And that's exactly what the sister called in last night on his YouTube platform. She called looking for help from her leader. Crying to her leader for comfort, for support, for guidance, for love, for admiration, for empathy. And she got absolutely nothing but a cold shoulder, just like he did me a whole month ago, and worse, because he started calling me all kind of names that I am not. Narcissist behavior. They demonstrate no empathy. In some ways, it's easy to understand how people who suffer from narcissistic personality disorder feel drawn to the local church. People come to church. Let me keep reading this article. People come to church looking for help and solutions to complex problems. Exactly. It's not about you, Elder Ricard. It's not about you. It's about the people that's following you, that need you, that want your guidance, that want to feel your admiration and love and support towards them when they need you. Get off your high ego, bruh. I rebuke you. I rebuke you and your high ego, narcissistic behavior that you are displaying just about every time you come on YouTube. But look here, people. Let me keep reading. They come looking for solutions. Like the sister called the other night. Last night, she was looking for solutions. She was looking for support to complex problems. Answers with us. The local church leaders, but who are you and I to believe that we can advise and lead these people? Why do they believe that we can speak clarity and solutions into their lives? If we're not careful when leading others, we can cross over from helping them to feeding into our own sense of self-importance. And that's what is being displayed with Elder Ricard Shiar, his own self importance. We need to reflect on our own leadership and on the leadership of our team members, since unchecked narcissism can have a profound negative influence on our churches. A quick look around today reveals that the remnant of broken relationships in churches affected by narcissistic leaders. Exactly. Because if you fall in a narcissist, they have no empathy. They have no love. They can't feel. They can't express. And this is why now I can see why this brother, Elder Ricard, every time he come on his YouTube platform, he's not saying nothing about the God of Israel. Nothing to honor him and glorify and lift him up and let the world know that he is his God. Why? Because it's all about him and all about what he got to say. It's all about what he got to do. self-importance. Self, me. Me, I have to be the center of the attraction. We need to reflect on our own leadership and on the leadership of team members. Let's go down. Let me get to the five signs, people. Number one sign, they are quick to criticize others but fail to see anything they do as wrong. Should I say it again? When I called the brother a month ago, he criticized me so very bad, people. And all I did was call in and ask a few little questions. And I got criticized like a backyard dog. I mean, he called me. You're going to hear the tape tonight. You're going to hear what he called me and how he treated me. I don't have to say. He's going to say it himself. They're quick to criticize others but fail to see anything they do as wrong. He didn't see his wrong. He didn't see the wrong behavior that he displayed towards me. Why? Because he's a narcissist. He can't see nothing. He can only see other people wrong and other people false and other people bad. He can't see his own. Have you ever been around a leader? Number one, they quick to criticize and fail to see anything they do as wrong. This is a narcissist. They never wrong. It's always you, 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 they, her, she, he. Have you ever been around a leader who constantly point out everyone else's errors or shortcomings? Yes. In the church world, this person might be the one who noticed that the mic stand isn't level in a certain way, or take issues with something said by the host during a Sunday service. This leader has the uncanny ability to pick apart every little problem. When leaders easily find fault with others, listen to this, people. When leaders easily find fault with others but refuse to see their own flaws or inadequacies, it points to narcissism. Narcissism, people. They quick to see everybody else's faults, but not their own. And they refuse to see their own. Sign number two. They deal with emotions. When I finish this sign, I'm going to put the tape on the one that he made last night on YouTube. Because I want you to see how he treated this poor little brokenhearted sister that called into a show. They can't deal with emotions. And the sister was very emotional. And she had a right to be emotional. And she had a right to feel the way she was feeling. She had a right how she feel. And she called her leader. Wanted her leader, wanted her elder to feel what she was feeling, to embrace what she was feeling. But he disembraced it because they can't deal with emotions. When you start crying and singing and getting happy and clapping and, you know, getting excited, a narcissist can't deal with that. It irritates them. It irritates them. Why? Because they don't have no emotions. They can't feel. They don't have no empathy. They dry. They dead inside. They have nothing inside. They don't have no feelings. So it says here, Dr. Craig Mapkin explores the idea of narcissistic pushing away from emotions. Narcissists will shun any emotions because the very display of emotions or feelings suggests that someone can be touched emotionally by friends, families, and partners. And this ideal is incredibly unsettling to a narcissist. The concept of emotional expression challenges a narcissist's sense of perfect autonomy. They hate to show emotions. They hate to show feelings. They shun away from emotion. And that's why he pushed the sister off the phone last night real quick. Because she was emotional and she needed some support and she needed some counseling. She needed some counseling. And he pushed her away because he was thinking about him, what he want, what he got to do, what he need. You too. Oh, we right here. We here. We got to be careful because we don't want you two to get rid of. Forget your page, bruh. We don't want you two to strike us and take our page down. Is your YouTube page, Elder Ricard, more important than your members of your body or your congregation? And this, look what it says. And this ideal is incredibly upsetting to a narcissist to deal with emotions. The concept of emotion expression challenges a narcissist's sense of perfect autonomy. If they're feeling anything, even happiness, then they have to admit that those emotions signals that someone else has affected them. The challenges the narcissist's worldview. So let me put the audio on now for the sister. I'm gonna play the one that when I called in a month ago, and then we're gonna play the one for one of the members of its church that called in last night. Let me show y'all how this brother treated me. Let me read the other three signs. Get this out the way. Third sign of a narcissist. They have a potty mouth. Potty mouth. Research shows that narcissists are more likely to use negative language and swear when they communicate. Now in terms of local church leadership, if you have a leader that drops the F-bomb in meeting just to draw attention or to redirect the discussion, you may be working with a narcissist. The narcissist normally use harsh language to make people uncomfortable and to query others. This is even more recognizable within a local church where such harsh language is not normal lingo. You know that persons who always tries to make it all about them in a conversation, the person who ready to jump in with the text, let me go on down. That's all I'm going to say. They have a potty mouth. You're going to hear that potty mouth tonight. They take credit for your ideals. They take credit for your ideals. Remember the cool outreach you did last year that drew record attendance at your church? Say you were the one who presented the idea or even executed the whole thing. A narcissist leader would be the type of convey the impression that it was their ideal and even claim that they themselves were the key factor for the project of success. You might be working for a narcissist if they regularly take credit for what you're doing and try to attach their name to it. He's young. This one, number four, he's young. It's another. These are the five signs of a narcissist. He's young. Okay, let's get real honest here for a second. There are some interesting patterns in narcissist research that indicate a high concentration of narcissism in young and male leaders. So what does that mean for us? It means that a young male leader is more likely to be a narcissist. Elder Ricard is young. This statement isn't meant to universally label all young male leaders, but it is an important distinction between men still tend to predominate lead the local church. Last signal for a narcissist. You're falling a narcissist. Here are some next steps. So let me go to the audio, people. You're most definitely dealing with a narcissist. And I'm going to prove that tonight. The God of Israel say, prove all things. If you're trying to rebuke somebody and correct somebody, you must prove all things. This is the audio that he made August the 18th, 2021. The name of it is Seeing Through the Confusion. And I called in to the broadcast because I wanted to ask him a few questions. So listen in and how this brother going to treat me, this narcissist, this insensitive, non-empathy, self-centered brother. Listen to the audio, people. One more. Let me get back over here.
I'm sorry. How are you doing?
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How can I mean,
okay.
The floor is yours.
Okay, I have like three questions. Is that okay?
Okay, depends on how long the questions are and how long it may take to answer.
I will make it quick because I've been trying to get in touch with the church now for 3 years.
Okay, well, don't worry about it. We're going to work with you. I said, listen, we're not going to go. We're not going to go there now, right? We got you now.
Okay.
Your first question.
I'm just going to ask my question.
Your first question.
Okay, number one, where in the Bible do it say that an elder can teach the children of Israel the word of God, the Bible, and lead a church? That's one question.
Okay.
Second question.
Hold up. Let's get there. Elder Lawyer, let's get Timothy real quick.
Could you get my Bible, please?
Okay.
Let's get Timothy and give the scriptures on elders, and also let's get out of the epistles, the actual administration that the Most High through Peter set up. Some deacons, some elders. Let's get all that.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm gonna answer your question. That's an easy question. Let me ask you: were you raised in the church?
No, I listened to the church for about 10 years.
No, listen to what I'm asking you. Before the internet, did you go to church?
Yes.
Okay.
I used to be a pastor.
Okay. Let's not talk. Sister, just answer the questions I'm giving you, all right? You were raised, raised in the church,
yes?
Yes, okay.
Sir. Yes, I was raised in the church. Yes.
When you were raised in a church, you were raised under a male pastor, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, at any time while you were in the church, did you ever ask that pastor, did he have the authority according to the Bible to be in that position?
No, I never asked him.
Okay. Well, let's keep it there for a second. And I'm gonna come back to that because then the question arises: if you didn't ask questions then, why now? When that pastor probably lied to you. But I'm not even gonna go there. Let me give you the scriptures. Since you are a pastor, you should know these already, right? Get an ink pen.
Yeah.
Get an ink pen, pastor. Since you call yourself a pastor, are you a pastor now?
Not anymore. I gave it all up. Good. I gave what I was given.
Good. Well, that's good. And I listen. If you gave all religions up, you didn't give religion up. You're a Satanist, and I'm going to go there too. But first.
Wow, people! Did y'all hear that? this man called me a Satanist, and he don't even know me. He don't even know me. He never heard my voice a day in his life. Only one other time I talked to him years and years ago. But he don't know who I am. He don't remember my voice. He called me a Satanist, people. And guess what? You see, his narcissist behavior is kicking in right now. It's starting to kick in right now. Yeah, it's kicking in. And guess what else he just said? I say, I've been trying to get in touch with the church for 2 years now. Oh, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. We got you now. Don't worry about that. What do you mean, bro? Don't worry about that. You should be worried about that. As a leader, you should be worried about that. Why? Why? You should be worried about that. Because if somebody told you that they've been trying to get in touch with your church for 2 years, you're going to want to know what that person got to say. Why have they been calling you for so long? You're going to want to know why they've been wanting to get in touch with you for 2 years. But because he is a narcissist, self-inflated, self-centered, doesn't care that a person been trying to contact his church for 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. It doesn't matter. We ain't going to deal with that. You only going to deal with what I want you to deal with on this call. Narcissist, people. Narcissist. Then he say, just answer the question. Answer the question. That's what he just said. Just answer the question. A narcissist got to be in control. They always got to be in control. They don't want to hear what no one else got to say. They got to be the one to ask the questions. They got to be the one to tell you how to do it. They got to be the one to tell you when to do it. Let's go back to the audio, people. Let me prove that your Gathering of Christ Church and sensitive narcissist, Elder Ricard, I rebuke you. Listen to the audio, people.
Deal with your first question. Where in the Bible does it say elders are established according to God, is your question, correct?
Yes.
Well, let's answer that first. Elder Lawyer.
Yes, sir. I'm going to start in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8.
Ephesians, hold up. Your name is Elishaba,
yes.
Okay, Elishaba, I need you to repeat this scripture for me. Elder, give her the scripture again.
Ephesians 4 and 8. And I'm going to take it down to 12.
4, verse 8.
Ephesians 4, 8. Sister, let me know when you got that.
Okay, I'm filling it up right now. Yes, I'm there.
Okay, read that, Elder Lawyer. Can you hear Elder Lawyer reading?
Yes, I hear Elder Lawyer.
Excellent. Read that, Elder Lawyer.
Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now, he that ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
Okay,
so we all come in.
Finish that last piece up, and then I'm going to, Elder Lawyer, if you can bring your camera on, do that too.
Yes, sir.
Do your last piece, Elder Lawyer, the last verse there, so that I can answer that and go to where it says elders for the sister.
Yes, sir. Again, it says that he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, so we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Holy the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of stature of the fullness of Christ.
Okay, so do you understand what Christ established in the earth according to the Bible, sister?
Yes, I understand this scripture in the New Testament.
Sister, listen. That's the first scripture.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to give you the next scripture.
Okay.
I'll give you the next scripture.
Timothy.
We're going to read it for you.
Okay.
I'm going to let you know. Okay. You can repeat it back when I tell you, okay?
Okay.
Let's go to Timothy real quick.
So what I am, telling him right now is that, you know, he's trying to show me. I asked him where in the Bible where it showed that elders was over a church. And with his nasty behavior, telling me, oh, no, you just repeat. I said, yeah, I'm familiar with all those scriptures. I done read all of them in the Christian church. Those don't prove to me that you are elder. That don't prove to me that you are elder and you're supposed to run a church. You're supposed to run, you know, be over the people of God, the children of Israel. That don't prove that. And he tell me, oh, you say whatever I tell you to say. You don't have no right to say what you want to say. Whatever I tell you to say, that's what you got to repeat. Again, narcissists, they always got to be in control, people. They always got to be in control. Why? Because they like the spotlight on them all the time. All the time. Let's go back to the audio.
Sir, 1 Timothy 3 and 1.
1 Timothy 3 and 1. You got that, sister?
Yes, sir. I have it.
Okay. Okay, Elder Lawyer, read that.
This is the true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. A bishop must then be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, and of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach. Not given to wine, no striker, not greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, nor covetous. One that ruleth his own house well, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God?
So as you can see, bishops, deacons, when you read the Timothy the third chapter, these are they who are over churches and the administration of the churches to edify the body of Christ. Do you understand that, sister? So now it's given what? It's actually given the positions and the responsibility that comes with those positions, like Peter, like the disciples, to establish the government to come opposed to the government of this world, right? Elder Lawyer, I need you to read where it says, give an elder double honor.
Yes, sir. Going to 1 Timothy 5.
Let's get it.
Okay. 1 Timothy 5 and 17. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine.
So as you're going to understand, since according to the Bible, the Most High set up what? Elders to be a rule over the church. See that?
Okay. If I can say something, then you get done.
Well, sister, you can say something. Listen, you asked me to give you the scriptures, and I gave you the scriptures. I'm not going to have you come and give your reason to why you disagree with them. You asked me if they were in the Bible.
Yeah.
They're there. Okay?
I understand it.
Hey, sister.
I read all of them before.
Okay. So now you can ask me your next question.
Okay. But can I just say something to you?
No, sister. No. Give me the next question.
Okay. That's that. Where in the Bible the children of Israel had a church when they was in captivity and elders was running it?
Say that again.
Let me read it again for you, Abby. Where in the Bible the children of Israel had a church when they was in captivity and elders was running it?
Okay, you know what? That is a great question. And you know what we can start with? The Roman Empire. Every church that was set up, sister, even after the fall of Rome, they were ran by Israelites. The fall of Jerusalem, we still had Eusebius, the elders who were spoken about, the church fathers in the book of the Eusebius was after the fall of Jerusalem. So you're not going to find people in the Bible in captivity. The church was actually built out of us being ruled under the Roman Empire. Okay, so let's start with Christ's church. The Romans were ruling when Christ's church began. What is your next question?
Okay. Do you have a question for that?
What is your next question?
Okay. Next question. Why you don't call the God of Israel by his name? 95% of the time you call him Most High. And are you sure that's his title when you run the research, then what it takes you back to Jehovah?
Okay. I call the Most High name the Most High because he is the God of all gods, okay? That means the Most High. There is no higher God. But if I'm going to speak about him in name, I would use the name given to Moses. His name is Ahia. It could not have been Jehovah because there was no J's invented, okay? Now, I have a question for you. You ready?
Yeah.
What God do you believe in? And that doesn't take a long time to answer.
I believe in the God of all gods. His name is Ahia, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Okay. So, according to that, you don't believe that you should be guided by men that are establishing this earth, correct?
I don't believe we're even supposed to have a church on the side of the world.
Okay. Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Well, may the Most High be with you. And hopefully you guide yourself, and we'll see you in the kingdom, all right? And I'm going
to
place you.
No. I would like to have.
I'm going to show you what you like. Okay? I'm going to show you what you like right there. Gigabyte land, okay? Because this is what's wrong. See? And see, I knew she was against the work from the beginning, but I allowed.
Y'all see the behavior? Oh, my God. Can y'all hear the way this brother is acting? The things he are saying? Putting me in gigabyte land and won't let me say anything and talking about I don't want no man to rule over me. No, I don't want no narcissist man to rule over me. I don't need a man to rule over me. I'm the God of Israel prophet. He ruled over me. But anyway, let's continue to listen to the audio because he's not finishing calling me all kind of names. He's just getting started, people. Keep listening.
Her question. Now we need to know what the representation of this, what we've just seen with our men trying to help our people. Where's the representation of our own image, our women coming in to say what we're doing is wrong and don't have the authority to do it according to God? when she didn't do it from her pastors who learned of the white people. Where's the equivalent of this amongst other races? At the same time, we're being told men aren't standing up. That's all I want to say. Because it takes a lot of, yeah, we know that there's demons there. But it takes a lot, it takes a deep spirit to oppose men of the Most High who are standing up for her nation. We're standing for her.
Wow. I got demons in me.
Yeah. Yeah, and she says the name of Ahiah that she's been following for years is the God she served. But don't have no respect for the men who fast and prayed and got the information to bestow the name of the God, name of God on her or to her. Elder Lawyer, let's get the flock of my pastors are men. And this is why the Bible talks about that certain spirit that opposed. You know why? And I know what's going on with women like this. She don't see a place where she can flex authority amongst our church. In the world, she can be recognized as a pastor. In the church, she can be recognized as a sister who must humble herself and learn. Okay? Let's read the flock of my pastors, Elder Lloyd.
Yes, sir. And I have one more just in the New Testament before we go back.
Let's get it.
Yes, sir. Acts 14:22-23, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom. And when they had ordained elders in every church.
Hold up. They ordained elders where?
And when they had ordained them elders in every church.
In where?
In every church.
In every church.
And had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed.
And you know what? But I do give her credit, and I thank the Most High for it. I'm glad she's able to show forth what she believes and say outright that she would rather be separate from us. Can you imagine that mentality amongst brothers and sisters in a church? There would be no church. There would be no order. But I tell you this, I bet you she's in total order, the company that employed her. See, I started to go into it and make her a topic in discussion, but it's not even worth it. She's only in order with something that looks different than a black man. And that's all I got to say. She's in total order with her boss. And she's been taught that. We have to pray for her. They're not, and guess what? This is what, whether you like it or not, this is what the Most High is using to help change the world.
Oh, my God. This brother is so
funny. Whether you respect it or not.
Stupid.
Okay. He always used the black men to change the world, starting with Christ. Okay? Starting with the name of God you're talking about. Ahiah was given to a black man by the name of Moses. The civil rights that afford you to be able to be free to speak against your black men's authority was afforded by men who died like Malcolm X and Martin Luther King. They didn't die so that you can stand at the very end in the freedoms that they died for you to oppose the image of God, which is the black man. And that's what's wrong. No respect. Elder Lawyer, let's get the Most High's pasture. The flock of his pasture are men. Let's read it.
Yes, sir. Ezekiel 34:31.
Read it.
And ye my flock, the flock of my pasture, are men.
Are what?
Are men.
And that's what she got a problem with. She shouldn't have a problem with us. Go to the white man who lied to you in the Christian church coming up, who didn't tell you his name was Ahiah. Where's your vitriol against that white man? Where is it? Where's your question for him? Where, and not only that, she bullet pointed. She wrote it out. And then she said she'd been waiting for a long time to bring this nonsense. If this is not the truth, why bother us through email or try to speak with us?
All right, people, I am back. I just wanted you to hear a little bit of that audio that was made August the 18th. Me talking to Elder Ricard Shiar. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. So many things were said that is not true about me, but I made a whole audio on the conversation I had with Elder Ricard. So you can go back in the radio queue and pull that audio out that I made about a month ago. But he said that the Most High set up elders to rule the church. And he's supposed to be teaching that he believed in the law, but he didn't go to no scriptures to prove what he was saying in the law. So I'm going to just leave that right there where it is, because I know the brother is wrong. The God of Israel knows he's wrong. The way he treated me is wrong. The way things he said to me is wrong. Yes, I've been wanting to talk to you for 2-3 years. Yes. Yes. Because you said that you are a elder. So anybody that's over the children of Israel, you're supposed to be able to go and talk to them if you have a question or a problem or a concern. But because he is a narcissist, it doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter what I say. It doesn't matter what nobody says. As long as he is right and everybody else is wrong. He said a bunch of lies right there. Talking about I got a white boss. I ain't got no white boss. I don't work for no man, no boss. The God of Israel is my boss. So, yeah, man. Gathering of Christ Church, insensitive to people. He arrogant, so very arrogant. Think what he teaching, think what he know is really the truth, and it's not. And it's not. He had to use all New Testament scriptures. But say he keeping the law, he believe in the law, he know the law. Well, where in the law do it say that the God of Israel under the covenant set up elders to be over church? You're not going to find it. You're not going to find it up under the law, up under the Torah. Get out of here with that New Testament madness that your Masoretes compiled together to come forth with a new priest and they bishops and elders and pastors and all that stuff that come from the Roman Catholic Church. Bro, you know, I rebuke your behavior. So let me play the next audio, people. Yeah, all them scriptures. I know all them scriptures. I already knew he was going to come with every last one of them that he said. Every last one of them. I already knew it. Why? Because he ain't got nothing else. He don't have nothing else. This brother is dry, man. He is dry. He don't have the spirit. He don't have it. He don't understand the prophetic. Nothing. Let me put the audio on for the sister last night, people. Let me show you. And I'm not one of his members. I'm just somebody that called into the show to ask a few questions and got treated like nothing. Nothing. Talking about I don't believe in a man and all of that. What is you talking about, bro? What is you talking about? I don't believe in a man. What do that got to do with me calling into the broadcast asking you a question about the Bible? Absolutely nothing. Again, because you are a narcissist, you got to make everybody else look bad, and you got to look good all the time. That's what that's all about, bro. You got to look good. You got to demonstrate. You got to demonstrate no empathy, no concern, no concern. Long as I can keep teaching and believing what I believe without correction, can't nobody correct you because you're a narcissist. You ain't going to let no one correct you, not even the God of Israel. Why? Because you can't hear him no way. So he can't correct you. So that's why he had me to call your show.
When you disagree. What is this weird?
Let me put on the next audio, people. Then I'm going to go through the scriptures and I'm going to be leaving. This is a sister that called in last night. And look how he treated his own church member. Y'all want to keep following this madness? This devil? He is a devil because the way he treats people.
But feel a need to attach yourself to it. To oppose it. You know what it is? I know what it is.
I have evidence, people. He don't have no evidence on me that I'm a Jezebel, that I'm a Satanist, that I'm a demon, that I oppose men and don't like men to be in leadership over me. He don't have no evidence of that. But I do have evidence. And he kept on talking about me, but I just don't have time to play the whole audio because I want to read some scriptures and rebuke him like I was sent here to do tonight. So let's go to the sister now, the member of his church.
All right.
Listen, people.
And please, brothers and sisters, stay on topic, please. And I'd like to say hi to my whole family out there, the East Coast, Feast of Tabernacles. I'll see you soon. Yep. It was a blessed lesson we did this weekend. All praises be to the Most High. And, man, I'm just feeling good that my brother is feeling better. And it's another day. And, folks, tomorrow will have enough evil in itself. Let's just thank the Most High for what he's done for us today and just be gracious. Let's be gracious going forward, more patient going forward. 515-605-9327. We're going to start off with Bonnie. 507 area code who have.
Now remember what he just said. Let's be patient going forward on the audio. What patience do he have? Absolutely none. You don't have any, bro. You don't have any. None whatsoever. You didn't demonstrate no patience when I called in a month ago. And you're not going to demonstrate any patience with your own church member that's grieving and hurting. Let's listen to the audio.
Has a comment and or a question. Okay, Bonnie.
Shalom, Elder. Can you hear me?
Shalom, the floor is yours.
I'm sorry, Elder. I just got a text message from my best friend's daughter. My best friend just passed away at 5:59.
I'm sorry to hear that. We'll make sure we. I'm sorry, sister. We're gonna put out a prayer for her family. How old was she? And what happened?
Audrina, her name is Audrina. She is 52 years old. Just September 4th, I was talking to her the 3rd. I was talking to her early that morning. She said she wasn't feeling well and that she was having a hard time breathing. And I said, well, what, she has MS for one. And then I asked her, well, what's going on? Is it your MS bothering you? She said, no. She said, I don't know. I just feel disoriented. I don't feel good. I said, well, lay down, get you some rest, get you some orange juice, take you some vitamins, some zinc and stuff, and I'll call you in a little while because I was getting ready to go to my son's house for a baby shower. I called her back Friday. I didn't get a response. And I called and called and called. I called on Saturday, all
day. Let me ask you this, because, you know, sometimes when we talk about this on the live broadcast, sometimes we get censored and all that. So I got to be careful. I have to really go offline with that, really, because of the censorship that's going on here. But what are they? What is the cause of death that they said?
Well, she had MS. This is what I was getting into, and I know what words to stay away from.
But what was the cause?
She's been on a ventilator.
What did the coroner say? Or what did the hospital
They don't have any of that information right now. It just happened.
Okay.
She literally just passed 20 minutes ago.
Okay, well, sister, right
she's
now,
been on a ventilator still. That's why I'm going to tell you what possibly say.
No, let's go
they
here.
Say that,
no,
they're
let,
saying
let,
that she had no...
Let me...
Can y'all hear this madness? This sister is so very hurt. This sister is so very sad. This sister is so very broken. And she needs something from her elder right now. He worried about being censored from YouTube, that they're going to take his channel down and all of that. Instead of caring about this poor little broken sheep of the God of Israel that's calling him for some counseling, calling him for some support, calling him for some help. He's just trying to throw her off. Because, again, he's narcissist and she's displaying too much emotion. She's displaying a lot of emotion right now, and a narcissist can't deal with emotion because they don't have no empathy. And when you start acting a lot of emotion, you know, they get irritated, and he's getting irritated right now. See, his narcissistic behavior is kicking in. It's kicking in more and more that this sister's talking and she's just letting you know what happened. And they don't like to hear about nothing negative. A narcissist, they only want to hear about good things, stuff that make them feel good, stuff that make them, when they hear it, it make them feel like, you know, they still in control. Okay? Keep listening to the audio, how he treated this poor little member of his church. I never in my life seen something so ridiculous like that. Ridiculous. Worrying about a YouTube platform. A YouTube platform that the government gonna shut down anyway. The God of Israel gonna shut it down. Because you ain't doing nothing on it, bro. No way. What are you doing? Still talking about the same stuff that you was teaching 20 years ago? 15 years ago, what are you doing different? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. And that's why the God of Israel rebuked you and he rebuked your behavior. He rebuked your behavior since you treated Bonnie is her name. Bonnie, since you treat her so bad, so cold-hearted. Talking about you following Christ, you following, you know, the Son of God. No, you're not following Christ because Christ don't treat people like that. He don't treat people like that. And I'm going to go through a scripture tonight to prove that. So, no, you talking about YouTube censoring you. You got to be thinking about what Ahiah, the God of Israel, is doing to you right now. That's what you better be thinking about, Kashiar. That's what you better be thinking about, bruh. Listen to the audio, people. It get worse. 5 more minutes, and then we're going to go into the scripture.
Because I have to be careful on this, okay?
Okay.
Let me guide
it.
And understand right now you're going through all of these emotions and explaining everything that's going through your head. It's not going through your head right now. And really,
yes, it is.
I want to get you off so you can contact the family and deal with them on that and contact us later. That's what I want to do. But what I'm asking you in particular, right now there is no diagnosis. She was on a ventilator for what? I mean,
they're
there is no reason for that.
91 Dovic. They said it was Dovic.
Okay, so they said that she was diagnosed with, I'm going to say.
Yes.
I'm going to call this with the medical condition that everyone is talking about. So she was diagnosed with the medical condition on a ventilator.
Yes,
and
yes.
Okay. Well, do me a favor, sister. I'm going to make
for
sure we put out a... For 2 weeks. Okay. Well...
Yes, sir.
Well, this is what I'm going to do, sister. We're going to keep it there. I need you to contact the family, talk with them, and we're going to make sure we put a prayer out for the family, all right? I have your number. I'll talk to you separately about this, okay?
Okay.
And you
now,
have...
Now, this is what I want you to know. When you go in there and they try to give you the cures... And they put
sister,
you on that longer.
Sister, listen, we can't do that. We can't do that.
I
know what you're trying to do.
Okay.
But you have to realize it. And I'm trying to be sensitive with you, understanding what you're going through. People are looking at the application and saying, well, understand these are learned experiences, what we can learn going forward. But we need to find out.
Uh-huh.
We need to find out backward, right? We need to figure out what's going on backwards. So that's what I'd like you to do. Get with the family, figure out what's going on. I'll call you separate from here, okay? And then we can help people going forward. Okay? Because there's a lot of emotions going on, and you do have our deepest condolences for your best friend. And I got your number down here, Bonnie, and we will be reaching out, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Did y'all people hear that, man? Did you hear how that brother treated that sister? Oh, you got emotions. It's a lot of emotions right now. What did I just read to y'all about a narcissist? They can't stand emotions. They cannot stand a person displaying emotions. Go call the family, he said. What she want to call the family for? She want to call her elder. She want her elder to talk to her, her elder to listen to what she is saying. He would not even let the sister say what she wanted to say. And she just lost her best friend to COVID-19. Then that he teaches all his members. He taught all his members now. I can remember his teachers back on YouTube a year ago, and he still do today, saying that it's called a Coke 45 and it's not real and it's fake and it's a hoax and all of that. All of that. Now one of his members called in to tell him that her best friend died. What do I want to be on a platform for when I can't say what I want to say? When I can't say what the God of Israel need me to say? He was so worried about what YouTube going to do to him instead of worrying about helping the member of his church. She need counseling. She needs someone to talk to. He brushed off the phone, wouldn't let her say what she felt like she needed to say because he worried about YouTube, where he get all his money from his members. Oh, yeah, he don't want to lose that piece. He don't want to lose that platform because that's where he get all his thousands and thousands of dollars. for his Hebrew Bible class, and people sent him tithes and donations. I rebuke you, Elder Rikashiar. You wrong, bruh. You are wrong. You wrong for the way you treated that lady. So people, with that, the very thing that he said was a hoax, COVID-19, his church members catching it now. His church members are catching it now. Y'all people better be careful about what you're saying about plague and the virus that the God... The plague and the virus that the God of Israel put in this earth. Something just happened, people. Something just happened to the audio. Oh, God, I hope it comes. Okay. It came back, people. We better be, y'all better be careful about what you're talking about. They call COVID-19. It's a hoax, and now it's catching up with his members of his congregation. Narcissists. Narcissists that need a lot of correction. But guess what, people? You can't correct the narcissist. You can't correct them because they refuse. They refuse to see that they need correction, number one. I live with two of them. I live with two narcissists in my house right now. I know their behavior. I know how they is. They don't have no empathy. They can't feel. They can't sensitize with you. When you get emotion, it irritates them because they don't know how to cry. They don't know how to feel. So people, let me go into the scriptures now so I can correct them through the word of Ahiah tonight. Let's go to Matthew 7:15. Let's get that. Gathering of Christ Church and sensitive narcissist, Elder Ricard, I rebuke you. Matthew 7:15, people. Let's get it. Matthew 7:15-20. Poor little girl. Poor little Bonnie is her name. I feel for you, sister. But you need to leave that church. You need to leave that ministry because that ministry is not going nowhere. It's only going to go where it's been for the last 10 years. There's nowhere else it's going to go. There's nowhere else it's going to show you. There's nothing else you're going to learn from that ministry and that church. There's nothing else you're going to learn but what that man have already taught y'all. Nothing but a doctrine that he learned from his elders. Yeah, he don't want me to ask a question. He don't want me to ask no question. Because he can't handle the questions that I ask him. Because I'm asking him questions in the prophetic. Questions that he never been asked before. That's the questions that I'm asking him and deal with. I'm not finna ask him none of that stuff that people been calling his church and asking him. This is all prophetic, bro. It's all prophetic. Matthew 7. Let's see how the Son of God, Yeshua is his name, would deal with situations like that. Matthew 7:15, people. Before I do that, let me look up the word rebuke. Because I want you to understand, people, what the God of Israel have me to do tonight, what he need me to do tonight, far as this elder and as far as this ministry that this elder is running. I already warned him a month ago when he treated me like I wasn't nobody. And now I see that he's still treating people, even his own church members, like they nobody. They don't want no women doing nothing. The sister needed a sister to talk to right then. Why he couldn't have put his wife on the phone or one of his church women on the phone? His ushers or mothers or whoever. Why? Because you women are being taught a doctrine with only one scripture. One scripture he got. All my pastor are men. Come on, people. And then he go with the one in the New Testament. Please, I know all the scriptures. I know all of them. Every last one of them. They want women to sit down and be in the background. That sister needed somebody to embrace her. Somebody to talk to her. Somebody to hug her. Somebody like Little Sunshine. One of the members of his church. Little Sunshine. Beautiful sister would have embraced her, hugged her, supported her, and it all would have been real. Real, because that sister got a beautiful spirit, and she is for real with what she's doing for Ahia. That's who she needs. Somebody like that. But because they got all of you women sitting on the sideline doing nothing but cooking in the kitchen and getting more fatter, eating at all them satanic holy days that they got y'all keeping. They satanic because you pollute them. Matthew 7:15. Beware of false prophets, excuse me, people, which come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. That brother got some serious anger problems, y'all. He has some serious, serious anger issues. You can't talk to him. He's a narcissist. A narcissist, they got serious anger problems. You can't talk to a narcissist because they don't want to hear nothing with emotion and nothing, you know, they always want to hear something that makes them feel grandiose. That's going to center around them and what they think and what they believe. Beware of false prophets. They come to you like raving wolves. Inwardly, they are raving wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes or thorns or figs or thistles? Even so, every good tree. Wake up, people. Wake up, Hebrews. Wake up. Wake up. It is time for you to wake up now. Even so, every good tree bring forth good fruit. But a corrupt tree bring forth evil fruit. Matthew 7. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. That's evil. That is evil fruit that he is displaying, not only with me, but with his own member. Evil. Unkind. Unloving. Unpatient. Worry about you too. Censoring him. taking down his channel. So what? Let him take down your channel. You still have your members of your congregation. Is they more important than you or YouTube? Obviously YouTube, as we can see and as we just heard, people. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. The word evil in the Greek for Matthew 7:18 is Greek number 4190 for evil. Hurtful. Hurtful. That is evil. Properly in effect of influence. Hurtful. Hurtful. He heard it, that sister. I guarantee you that when she hung up that phone, she was feeling a certain way. Unloved, unsupported, couldn't express what she was feeling to her own leader. Because he worried about YouTube censoring him. They have bad feud. They hurt people. They hurt people. He don't hurt a lot of people. A lot of his members he done hurt and did wrong to them and still think that he is right with the way he treated them. His behavior was right. He still think that. Why? Because he's a narcissist. He's never going to look at his wrong. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, hurtful fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good. Every tree that bring not forth good fruit is hand down and cast into the fire. Watch out, Elder Ricarciar. Brother, I'm speaking to you prophetically tonight. Watch out. Because your fruit is corrupt. Every tree that bring not forth good fruit is hand down and cast into the fire. You know what fire that is. Wherefore by their fruits you shall know them. That's what the Son of God said. By their fruits, their behavior, the way they treat you, the things they say to you, you shall know them. Can I say something, Elder? Can I say something? That's what you care about. Can I say? No, you can't say nothing. No, you can't say nothing. Go talk to their family. Talk to your friend family. You can't say nothing here because we'll get censored. She died from COVID. Oh, sister, be careful. Be careful. Don't say that. Don't say that. Don't say that. Wherefore, by their fruits, you shall know them. Next scripture, Luke 16. The rich man, the rich young ruler was a narcissist. He was a narcissist. Just like your wonderful Elder Ricarciar. By your fruit, we will know who you are. The Son of God knew who the rich man was. He knew who by his fruit he knew him. That's why he's telling you in Matthew, this is how you tell who these people are. By their fruit, the things they do and say. Look what the rich man said to the Son of God. He asked him, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
Hello?
I'm on the radio. I'm on the radio. Let's go to Luke 16. Excuse me about that, people. Luke 16, verse 19. There was a certain rich man. You will know them by their fruit. And that's what he's thinking about, money. Because he don't want YouTube to take his channel down. So you got to be careful. Don't talk about COVID-19. Don't talk about the vaccine. Don't say nothing about that because we don't want them to take our channel down. What is your channel, bro? Your channel means absolutely nothing to the God of Israel. Absolutely nothing. The God of Israel ain't even told you to have a channel. What scripture is that? There's no scripture for that. So again, you out of order, bro. You out of order. You out of the will of the God of Israel. And that's why you must be rebuked tonight. You totally out of order. You totally out of pocket, as they can say in the streets. You are out of pocket, bruh. And I'm trying to correct you. The God of Israel trying to correct you for something happened to you, man. You better slow down, bruh. You better slow down. That's a warning again. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. Oh, yeah. I got my linen on. I got my suits on. I got my bank account full of money that the poor little sheep done gave me. I'm good, man. I'm good. I got my Hebrew Bible class where they 100 people joining my Hebrew Bible class. I'm getting over how much is that, people? $150 times 100. Oh my God, people. That's like $20,000. I can't even add it right now. Or more. The rich young ruler. See, and that's why he don't want you to say nothing, Sister Bonnie. Because Sister Bonnie, what you got to say ain't important to that, bro. All he want is that YouTube channel to stay up so he can continue to get that bank account fat. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was lay at his gate full of sores. Full of sores. You know how many people that have joined your ministry, Elder Ricard, that you have overlooked, that you have overran, that you haven't showed no support to, that you haven't showed no love to, that you haven't even called them back, and they've been trying to call you for the last year. You still haven't returned their call. Some are probably 5 years. You know how many people is like Lazarus that go to your church, Elder Ricarciar. They beggars. They like Lazarus. They come into your ministry. They join in your ministry because they need something from you. And they want something for you. But because you are so narcissist, you're a narcissist, always on your ego, and always into yourself, and always into what you feel, and what you got to do, and what you think it should be, these people are land at your door. They land at your gate like Lazarus, begging for you to help them. Begging for you to help them. But it was a white man that called. See, I noticed when the sister Bonnie got off the phone, he had a lot of brothers call in. But he didn't rush them men off the phone. He didn't rush none of them brothers off the phone. He let all them brothers say whatever they want to say. Why? Why? It don't mean nothing to him, man. Y'all sisters don't mean nothing to him. Sit down and be quiet and learn. That's what he said. Learn. Learn what? A doctrine that you learned from some man that ain't going to get me nowhere but other than knowing that I'm Israel and got to go back to Jerusalem to meet the God of Israel. What else is the doctrine going to teach me? And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was lay at his gate full of sores. You got so many people, bruh, in your ministry that's full of sores. They got anxiety. They got bipolar. They got all kind of sicknesses and all kind of diseases. All kind of bad relationships, going through problems, domestic violence with their husband and with their wives. You got all kind of people laying at your gate full of sores like Lazarus. But you keep overlooking them like the rich man. Lazarus laid at his gate every day, begging the rich man to give him a crumb that fell off his table. Every day. You got people waiting in line to talk to you, and you don't have no time for these people. What do you think the God of Israel is going to say to you, brother, when you stand before him? Why you treat that sister like that? Why you do her like that? Why you overlook their calls? Why you didn't answer their call? Why you didn't call them back? Why? Because you didn't have time. Have a lot of blood on your hand, bro. A lot of blood. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus. He was a beggar. Beggar to crouch, it said, Greek number 4434, to crouch. He was laid down, so poor, so miserable, so broke, so disgusted, so heartbroken, crushed down, didn't have nobody to pick him up, didn't have nobody to support him, didn't have nobody to help him. All your elders that you are training up under you, they just like you. You are a narcissist, and you training them to be narcissists. My God, look what you done did to Elder Lawyer, a good brother that you have destroyed. You have destroyed with your doctrine. You have destroyed with your narcissistic attitude and ways. Oh, he can say, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. He can't tell you what he really feels. Why? Because you are a narcissist and you never, ever talk to your elders. You never open up. All you talk to them about is church stuff. Church stuff. What's going on in the church? I'm in overtime now. He was a beggar. Look at Gabbah. You done messed up that good brother. Good brother. You done messed up so many good brothers that the God of Israel want in his kingdom, that the God of Israel want on his side, that the God of Israel ordained them to be his remnant. You teaching them to be narcissists. You teaching them to be unloving. You teaching them to be unkind. You teaching them to be unpatient. You teaching them that it doesn't matter what nobody say, long as they do what we teach them. And if they don't do what we teach them, then guess what? Cast them out to the gate like the rich man cast Lazarus out. Cast them out to the gate. Let them fall down. That's what you have done to a lot of your church members. And they crying. And they weeping. And they sad. And they lonely. And they don't have no direction. And they don't have no guidance. And they don't have no understanding. All they know, they Israel. Luke 16:21. And desire to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died, carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. When you look up bosom right here in the Greek, 16:22, it's a Greek number 2859 for bosom. Apparently a primary word, the bosom, by analog, a bay. A bay. So when the rich man died, he looked over there at Abraham, and he seen Lazarus over there with Abraham, and they was around water. Water was the paradise. The rich man also died and was buried. Luke 16:23. And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham. See, he was a Hebrew, the rich man. He was a Hebrew, a Israelite. He said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. And send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue that I am tormented in this flame. But look what Abraham told him. But Abraham said, son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receives thy good. The people and the members of your church, Elder Ricard, have been good to you. They have been good to you. You got people that have joined your church that have gave all that they can give to show you that they on your side, that they in your corner. But what do you give them? Absolutely nothing but a cold shoulder. I'm not talking about your click, your bang, bang, boo, boo now. I'm not talking about them people, your circle. I'm talking about the people that you never, ever pick up a phone and call. I'm talking about the people that you never, ever make no contact with. I'm talking about the people that call you 5 months ago and you told them you was going to call and they never did get a call from you. That's the people I'm talking about. They Lazarus. They are Lazarus. And I'm speaking prophetically. Something you don't understand, brother. And he said, and Abraham said, son, remember that thy in thy lifetime receives thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comfort, and thy are tormented. And besides all this between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from his to you cannot neither can they pass to us, that we would to thence. Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou would send him to my father's house. Y'all know the story. For I have five brethren, Luke 16:28. You worried about your brother, but you weren't worried about that poor begging man named Lazarus. That's all he been saying. Oh, my brother, yeah, my brother went in the hospital, and yeah, and, you know, I thought he was going, you know, I didn't know what he had. I was worried about, what about all your church members, bro? Why you not talking about them? Sally and Joe and Bob now, and Kiana and all of them. And Sarita and all of them. Oh, my brother, I'm so glad he okay. What about Sister Bonnie that called you, asking you to comfort her? Let me speak to you, elder. Let me say something to you, elder. I need for my elder. I need my elder to talk to me. No, Sister Bonnie, I ain't got time right now. No, YouTube gonna censor me. No, I can't let you say what you want to say. No, 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 no. Let me be. I'm in control. I'm in control. Let me run the conversation. Let me run the conversation. Get off the phone. I'll call you later. Really. For I have five brethren, Luke 16:28. That he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment, hell. Hell. You people, Elder Carr, you better be careful how you treating people, man. You better be careful, my brother. I better be careful. We all better be careful how we treated people. We got to be careful about the way we treat other people. I've been warned by the God of Israel. Now I'm warning you. I'm warning you, my brother. Abraham said unto him, they have Moses. What do I need to send you back from the dead for, rich man? Why should I pray to the God of Israel to give you another chance? They got Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. I called your show, bruh, a whole month ago. And I called you because the God of Israel told me to call you. I am his prophet, whether you believe it or not. He told me to call your show and get in touch with you and ask you the questions that I asked you so he could correct you. You didn't have one scripture in the Torah prove that an elder can run a church. Not one scripture. How you gonna teach the law And he said, no, Father Abraham. He said, you got Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. Y'all people don't want to hear me, do you? Y'all people don't want to hear me, do you? And he said, no, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses, listen to me, people, what the Son of God, Yeshua, is saying right here in Luke 16. If they hear not Moses, and you got your elder, Rikashiar, teaches you that all the prophets are dead and done away with. And John the Baptist is the last prophet. Well, John the Baptist is the last prophet. How is these people going to stay out of hell? How is these people in the last day going to stay out of hell? Come on, bro. Come on with what you got. Come on with what you know. Come on with what you understand. So the God of Israel can speak to you. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. If y'all people don't hear me, if y'all people don't hear me, what the God of Israel is telling me to tell you, I've been talking to y'all for 2 years on this platform. If you don't hear the prophet, you can't get no help, people. And it's just that simple. Y'all people are going to go to hell. Elder Rikashiar, I rebuke you, brother. I, the God of Israel, rebuke your behavior. Next scripture, Luke 18:35. Let's get that. Luke 18:35. Let me keep on showing you what you need to know tonight, bro. Because can't nobody tell you nothing. Your head way up there. Oh, we know the truth, and don't nobody else got it. We got it, and we on you. Come on, bro. Come on. 18:35. Luke. And it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. Here go another beggar. Here go another beggar. So many people have called into your platform begging you for help. Begging you for help. Begging you to call them. Begging you to talk to them. Begging you to baptize them. Begging you to do this, begging you to do that. If they were so important to you, bro, if they were so important to you, you would make time out for every last one of them. If it take you a year, you'll get to every last person. But because they're not important to you, but they're important to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So the Son of God was in Jericho, and a certain blind man sat by the way begging. And hearing the multitude pass, Luke 18:36, by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Yeshua of Nazareth passed by. And he cried, saying, Yeshua, thy son of David, have mercy on me. That's what Sister Bonnie, your church member, called into your platform last night crying. I felt felt the sister tears. I felt her hurt. I felt her pain. And I'm not even a member of your church. Crying. She cared a lot for her friend. And she and he cried saying, Yeshua, son of David, have mercy on me. That's what she was asking you, Elder Ricard. Have mercy on me, Elder. Come for me. Let me talk to you. Let me tell you how I feel right now. No, sister, no. They're going to censor me on YouTube. They're going to take my channel down. No. And they went. And they which went before rebuked him. Just what I'm going to do tonight. Just what I'm doing tonight, right now. Peter and them and all the rest of them, they rebuked the blind man for calling on the Son of God, the Son of David, to have mercy on him. Just like your elders. You teach your elders to be just like you are. Non-caring, non-loving, non-patient, non-care. It's all about the doctrine. It's all about what we teach. It's all about what we say. It's all about what we giving them. And that's all we're going to give them. And we ain't going to give them nothing else. We don't need them to talk about their problems. We don't need them to talk about their life. We don't need them to talk about they got raped. We don't need to talk about what happened to them when they was little boys and little girls. We don't need to talk about nothing going on in their life. All we need to tell them, elders, is to keep the doctrine and do what the elders tell them to do. Just like the disciples, they was rebuking the blind man because he was crying out for help. They might have been narcissists themselves. Peter, John, and all the rest of them, Tim, they probably was narcissists because they didn't have no emotion. They didn't have no feeling for the poor little blind man crying out for Yeshua to have mercy on him. How can you rebuke somebody that need help? You rebuke people when they are wrong, when they are in error. Let me look up the word rebuke right here in Luke 18:39. It says, by implication, forbid him that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much. You got people in your ministry, Elder Ricard, they are crying so very much to the God of Jacob. You better get a hold of yourself, bro. You better get a hold to yourself. You got a lot of blood on your head, man. You going to have a lots of blood on your head. But he cried so much, the more, thy son of David, have mercy on me. Could nobody stop that man from crying? The poor beggar. Could nobody stop Lazarus from laying at the rich man's gate every day? God told him to lay there. God told him to lay there so he could test the rich young ruler, so he could tax him to see what he helped the poor beggar. Told me, Ahaya, to call into your radio show and look how you treated me. And you don't even have no sympathy. You don't have no remorse. You don't even have a conscience. But he cried so much. The more, have mercy on me. So the Son of God had narcissist people around him. Like Peter and all of them. They had their own mindset. Their own way. Their own will. They didn't care about nobody else. Long as they was getting what they had to get from the Son of God. They didn't want him giving it to nobody else. Luke 18:4, and I got to leave. I got a few more scriptures. I might have to come back. And Yeshua stood up and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him. He commanded Peter and his disciples, bring the man to me. Bring the man to me. It's a lot of narcissists in the Bible. A lot of narcissists was in the Bible. That's why when the Son of God died, Peter and all the rest of them went back fishing. Why? Because they walked with the Son of God for 3.5 years, and they didn't pay no attention to what he said and what he taught them. They paid absolutely no attention. He said, I'm going to die and I'm going to raise on the third day. They didn't even believe it. Luke 18:41. Narcissist. It's hard for these people to believe something that the God of Israel wants you to know. Narcissist. No emotion. No feeling. No concern for others. They cannot feel. Peter and them could not feel that this man needed a healing. Elder Ricard, you cannot feel that people in your church need your help. Luke 18:41. But if you lose Elder Lawyer, I'm speaking prophetic. I hope and pray nothing happened to Elder Lawyer. He's a good brother that you have destroyed and messed up. But if he walk away from you, bro, you will be a lost soul without him. Seeing what will thy that I should do unto thee? And he said, Yeshua, that I may receive my, he didn't brush him away and hang up the phone and pay him no attention, don't want to talk to him, don't want to be near him. He said, what is it that you need? I am here for you. Why you didn't tell Sister Bonnie that last night? Why you didn't tell me that, bro, when I called you a month ago? Go ahead, sister, say what you got to say. I was not trying to oppose you. I was not trying to oppose you. I was just simply doing what the God of Israel told me to do. And Yeshua said unto him, receive thy sight. Thy faith have saved thee. Next scripture. One more verse. Verse 43, Luke 18. And immediately he received the sight and followed him, glorifying God, and all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. Proverbs 27:5. I rebuke you. Proverbs 27:5. Look at here. Proverbs 27:5. Open rebuke. Open rebuke is better than secret love. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing right here tonight, Elder Rikashiar. I want the whole world to understand and see what you have done is wrong. Open rebuke. I'm openly rebuking you as the prophet of the God of Israel. His name is Ahia, the great I am. Not no most high. I don't deal with that madness. Jehovah. open rebuke is better than secret love. Open rebuke. Greek, no, I mean, Hebrew for rebuke, Hebrew number 8433, chastisement. That's what rebuke is, chastisement. Figuratively by words, correction, proof, even in defense. That's why I put the videos on tonight, because I had to have the proof. I had to have the proof in order to correct you, in order to chastise you with the God of Israel behind me. I had to have the proof, even in defense, even in defending my own self. Poor little sister Bonnie that called crying last night like the blind man, asking for mercy from her leader. Argumented, say, chastised, correction, reasoning, rebuke, proof, reprove. Open rebuke is better than secret love. Secret love. How can I love you? How can I love anybody when I can't rebuke you for your behavior? It's better than secret love. Open rebuke. Next scripture, Proverbs 9:8. Proverbs 9:8. Look what it says, people. Now I'm getting ready to leave. They're going to cut me off in a minute. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. Are you going to love me, Elder Rikashia, if you ever hear this broadcast? Are you going to accept what you done to me? What's wrong? Are you going to accept what you did to the sister last night? What's wrong? Are you going to accept what you do to little Sunshine every time that she calls? Is wrong? Are you going to accept that when people call you, your church members, asking you to talk to them, telling you they need you to call them, and you never do? Are you going to receive your reproof? Because if you don't, you're not a wise man, bro. And I know you're not a wise man, because when I called into your broadcast a month ago, all I wanted to do was ask you some questions. All I wanted to do was ask you some questions. You claim you know the Bible. You're so deep and understanding and all of that. Why you couldn't let me ask the question? Reprove not a scorner. That's what you are, a scorner. You don't want nobody to correct you. You don't want nobody to go against your doctrine. You don't want nobody to go against what you teach. You don't want nobody to go against what you believe. You don't want nobody to rebuke you. But the God of Israel, Ahiah, the God of the Hebrew nation, he rebuked you tonight. Reprove not a scorner. Reprove. Hebrew number 3198, to be right, that is correct, to argue, to decide, justify, or convict. Reprove not a scorner. What is a scorner? Properly to make mouth at, that is to scoff. 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 A teacher. Rebuke to interpret or generally intercede. Rebuke not lest he hate thee. Hate thee. That's how you start talking to me, like you hated me, bruh. After I hung up the phone with you, you start talking to your audience and your elders like I did something to you, like you hate me. You call me all kind of names and stuff. For what? For what? I didn't do nothing to you. I just tried to give you a message from the God of Israel. Lest he hate thee, rebuke a wise man. Rebuke to be right. Hebrew number 3198 for Proverbs 9:8. To be right, that is to correct, to augur. Rebuke a wise man and he will love thee. Love thee. love thee. Are you a wise man, Elder Ricard, or are you a fool? I think you're a fool, bro. I think you are a fool without any sense. The only thing you got is a doctrine. That's it, bro. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will yet be wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. Next scripture, 1 Timothy 5:20. Let me see how they cut me off yet. Going to the New Testament. I'm still going, people. I only got a few more scriptures. 1 Timothy 5:20, people. 1 Timothy 5:20. Yes, it, 1 Timothy 5:1, rebuke not an elder. That's an injection. That is a injection. Why? Because up under the Torah, Moses rebuked the elders all the time. Moses, Aaron, they rebuked the elders all the time. Samuel rebuked the elders all the time. Elijah rebuked the elders all the time. Jeremiah rebuked the elders all the time. Ezekiel rebuked the elders all the time. This is an injection. This is an injection. Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father and a younger man as brother. This is a Catholic Church injected scripture. A Roman Catholic Church injected scripture. I'm going all the way down to verse 20. Verse 20. And that's the scripture that he tried to come with when I asked him, where in the Bible do it say an elder can run a church and be over the children of Israel? He tried to come with this scripture, an injected scripture that don't make no sense and don't match the Torah at all. All the scriptures was the New Testament. He didn't go to one scripture in the law. People, y'all not following a man that really believe in the law. Y'all are following a man that believe in a doctrine that he been taught by his leader. That's what y'all believe. And that's what y'all following. Next one. Let's go down to verse 20. 1 Timothy 5:20. I got a few more and I'm getting ready to leave, people. Get ready to leave. Them that sin. And look at here. Let's go to verse 19. Against an elder. What is an elder in the Greek? We already know. Sanhedrin. Celestial Council. Christian. Presbyterian. Against an elder, receive not an accusation. Really? What scripture is that in the Torah, bro? What scripture is that in the Torah? Not a one. Not a one. And that's why they came in with Ephesians and all of that. When the Son of God went up, he led captive. He gave gifts to man, elders and evangelists and all that Christian church madness and titles that don't got nothing to do with the Torah and the law. And against an elder, receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses. I had a witness. That night I called you, my husband was standing right next to me. I had a witness. And that's why I played the video, the audio tonight, so it can be my witness. So I can bring forth my accusation against you, Elder Rikashia. Them that sin, rebuke before all. 1 Timothy 5:20. Them that sin, rebuke before all that others also may fear. I want to rebuke you. The God of Israel told me to rebuke you before the whole world. So other leaders, bishops, pastors, elders can see and fear the God of Israel and his prophet that he has raised up in his last days to correct his people and his leaders or leaders. them that sin, rebuke. How did you sin? 1 Timothy 5:20. How did you sin? Morally, you sin. Morally. Greek number 264, read it. You came against me. You came against Sister Bonnie. You come against Sister Sunshine every time. Now the sister won't even call first no more because you done made her feel so bad. You done made her feel so bad that now she get in the back line. Because she's so happy and full of joy and love and all of that. And you can't stand that because you don't have no empathy. And you're a narcissist. Them that sin, rebuke before. Convict. Tell a fault. Greek number 1651 for 1 Timothy 5:20 for the word rebuke. To confute, admonish, convict, convince, tell a fault. I must tell the fault the people. You are in error, Elder Ricarciar. You are in error. You are in error. And you must be rebuked for your behavior. Guess why? Because the God of Israel wants others to fear. He wants others to fear. So they don't treat people the way you treat people. So Elder Lawyer can fear. And Elder Gabar can fear. Next law. I mean, not law. Next scripture. Titus 1:13. I got three more after that, and I'm finished. Titus 1:13. Come on, people. Titus 1:13. Titus 1:13. The word rebuke means rebuke someone, especially officials. Hold on. Titus 1:13. Let me get this real quick. The definition for the word rebuke. Rebuke means express sharp disapproval or criticism. I'm sorry. Express sharp disapproval or criticism of someone because of their behavior or actions. That's what rebuke means. Because you have bad behavior, Elder Ricarciar, you are getting rebuked tonight by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Not by me. I'm nobody. I'm just his leader. I'm just the person that he chose in the last days to correct the children of Israel, his Hebrew nation and kingdom. Express sharp disapproval or criticism of someone because of their behavior or action. Let me go back to the scriptures now. I just wanted y'all to know the definition for the word rebuke. Titus 2:15. Titus 2:15, people. Come on. Come on. Let me help y'all tonight. Let me help y'all tonight, people. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee, Titus. Rebuke with all authority. Where did I get my authority to rebuke you, Elder Ricar? I got it from the God of Israel. His name is Ahaya. Where did I get the authority from to rebuke you, to correct you, to chastise you? Because I am his prophet. I am his prophet. You don't believe it? Go ask him. If you can hear him, tell you. These things speak, Titus 2:15, and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Authority is Greek number 2003, an injunction or decree by implication, authoritativeness, authoritativeness, authority commandment, commandment. That's what rebuke is. The God of Israel command you to amend your ways and get your behavior right, bro. Get your behavior right. You done told the people that the COVID-19 is a joke, it's a hoax, it's not real. The government is doing everything. The government killing people. That ain't real. It's just a hoax. It's called Coke 45. No. Now your church members is getting COVID-19, ain't they? They catching it now, right? Is it a hoax, bro? Is it a hoax? Is it a hoax? No. It's not a hoax. It is a chastisement of correction for wicked, evil people that's living in this earth. The God of Israel want to kill them right now. He want to kill them all. Authority. I have authority to do what I'm doing right now. What I've been doing for 2 years now, ever since COVID hit the earth, even before that, I prophesied and told people millions was going to die in 2020. That's exactly what's going on right now today. Way in 2019, the God of Israel told me to tell millions going to die. Have they stopped dying? No, they have not. And I told you, COVID ain't going nowhere. I told you that a year ago. It's still here today. You better straighten yourself up, Elder Ricard. You better stop the wickedness that you are doing. Because you're a narcissist and you don't care nothing about how nobody feel. Long as you feeling good and you got your grandiose and all of that, you happy. And y'all notice right after he did what he did to me, he made a video calling this. The 12-year journey. He had all his elders and no church members now. No church members. Nothing but elders. Nothing but elders was on that YouTube platform talking about Elder Carr, how good he is and all that he done and helped people and this and that. No church member was on that platform. All his little brain dead, brainwashed, programmed elders that's up under him. They was licking up in his butt, kissing up in his behind. I'm going to be nice today because it's the Sabbath. Why he didn't have no members of his church talking about his 12-year journey? Because he don't want nobody to say nothing that's going to make him look bad. Because a narcissist, they always want to look good in front of everybody. Everybody. They ain't going to never, you can't tell a narcissist that they did something wrong. They ain't going to never believe. They're going to point it right back to you and say, no, that was your fault. Yeah, nah. They don't feel, they don't understand they're wrong. They can't see they're wrong and they're bad. They only see themselves as good. As good. And he had his little elders licking up in his behind. Talking about his 12-year. What is your 12-year journey, bro? When you ain't did nothing for the children of Israel. Every time you come on your YouTube platform, all you talking about is the government, the government, the government. Talking about news articles. Please, man, correct yourself. And if you don't, the God of Israel will correct you, bro. He will correct you. If you don't take correction from his prophet, which is me, I tried to correct you a month ago, and you didn't receive the correction. He will correct you, bro. This is the second time that he tried to correct you. That's all I'm going to say. Next Bible verse. We got two more after this one. Titus 2:2, people. I don't know if I'm still going. Come on, Blog Talk. Go with me. I got two more. Titus 2:2. Come on, people. Let's get that. We got two more after that. Titus 2:2. Let's go up, same chapter, go back up to the second verse. Let's start at verse 1. Thou the things which become sound doctrine. Sound doctrine. Not you Israel. You got off a slave ship. You Israel, you got off a slave ship. That's all you teach. We got to follow Christ. We got to follow Christ. We Christ's church. Christ coming back for us. Sound like a Christian church doctrine to me, bro. Sound like straight up Christian church doctrine, straight up Christian church teaching for me. To me. We Israel and we Christ church and he coming for us. What scripture is that? Christ ain't got no church. You mean a God of Israel church? His name is Ahia. That's another injection. When did the Son of God say he had a church? Please, somebody. I think the God of Israel is married to Israel. They are his bride. So if they are his bride, they are his congregation. They was just his congregation in the wilderness, and they always will be his beloved and his bride. Y'all better watch these injections. Watch them injections in the New Testament so y'all can bring forth your madness that you teach it. That ain't got nothing to do with the Torah. Don't have nothing to do with the covenant. But speak thou the things which become sound doctrine. You need the prophetic, Elder Ricard. That's sound doctrine. Not the same old stuff that you've been teaching for 20 years. That's not sound doctrine. That can't help the people. That can't get the people nowhere. They need to know what the God of Israel wants them to do right now. Not Christ. 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 Who is that? Lifting up Christ like you're a Christian, man. Like you are a Christian. You don't need to lift up Christ. He never lifted his own self up. So why are you lifting him up? False teaching. You better lift the God of Israel up because he's the only one going to save you from the pit of hell in the New World Order. That's who you need to lift up. And that's prophetic. I have to go hard to rebuke you. Gathering of Christ Church, insensitive, narcissist, Elder Ricard, I rebuke you. Verse 2 of Titus 2, that the aged man be sober, grave and temperate, sound in faith and charity and patient. The sober man, the spiritual man, must be patient. The phone, putting people in gigabyte land, calling me Jezebels, calling me a whore, all kind of stuff, calling me Satanists. Sound doctrine, charity, love. Love, Sister Bonnie, you're a member. Call you crying like a baby. And all you can say, oh, sister, wait a minute. Oh, wait, don't say too much. YouTube gonna censor us. Oh, they're gonna take my channel down. Hold on, sis. Hold on. I'll call you back later. Man, shut up. You don't know what you're doing, bro. You don't know what you're doing. You better get that eld up out of your mind, man. That's been teaching you all that stuff. You've been get that out. Get that doctrine out of your mind. You need sound doctrine now. Sound. It's time to take the people farther into the truth. Father into the truth. Father into the understanding. Father into wisdom. Father into the God of Israel. You must be patient and you must have charity, which is love. Sound in the faith. That's the Torah. Sound in the Torah. Torah is the faith, the law. Sound in the law. Teaching the law. Teaching the people the law. Not always going to the New Testament like the Christian church, talking about Christ, Christ, Christ. Exodus 20:16. One more after that. And I'm finished. And I'm hanging up. I did what I was supposed to do. Exodus. I'm here to defend I'm here to defend my sisters and my brothers, the remnant that's going to make it out of the new world order and COVID-19 and all the rest of it. Exodus 20, verse 16. They got to have somebody to fight for them. Because you, Elder Carr, and all the rest of y'all leaders, y'all weak. Weak. All you can do is what you've been taught and what you believe. That's all you can get of people. Same old burnt out, stale up stuff. 2016 of Exodus. One more, people. I'm leaving. Yes, the Sabbath, Shabbat, Shalom, remnant. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. And that's why I put the audios on. I don't want y'all people to think I'm saying something about Elder Rikashiar that's not true. That's why I played both audios tonight so I can have my evidence. Okay? I cannot bear false witness against him. He is my brother. He's from the same tribe that I'm from, the tribe of Judah. He lied on me on his platform. Lied on me. Lied. So many lies he said to his congregation, bearing false witness against me. Under the law, you cannot do that, bro. It said false for Exodus 20:16, Hebrew number 8:2-6:7, and untrue by implication, a shame without cause, falsehood. Last scripture, Psalms 119:80. I'm still going. Come on, Blog Talk. You with me? Last one, Blog Talk. I'm there. Psalms 119:80. Thank you, God of Israel. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Psalms 119:80. Y'all people better wake up and understand what's going on with these leaders now. They've been exposed. They are being exposed. They are being exposed by the God of Israel. I'm telling y'all, they can't hide no more. That's over. Ain't no more hiding. That stuff over, that religion, all that, that's over. You will be exposed for who you are and what you are, people. Psalms 119:80. That's why the God of Israel told me, be careful how you treat people. Be careful how you treat. These are the things you're going to be judged by. How you treat one another, man. I heard it in my ear. I heard it in my ear. Treat people right. Because we're so used to treat people the wrong way. We've been taught that way, to treat people any kind of way. Don't care. Don't have no feeling. Don't want to help no. Psalms 119, verse 80. And every time I do something wrong, that voice come right back to my ear. You remember what I said? The God of Israel will warn you if you can hear him, people. But if you can't hear him, you're in trouble because you can't get no direction. Psalms 119:80, last one. I'm ready to leave. Let my heart be sound. See what David said? Let my heart be sound. Let my heart be sound. Y'all see that? Let my heart be sound in thy statutes that I be not ashamed. Let me have a good heart, God of Jacob. Let me have a good mind. Let me have a good soul. Let me have a good spirit in thy statutes, in thy commandments. Let me follow what the law say, not what the New Testament say. No, Elder, you cannot be over the God of Israel, people. Go back to the Torah, bruh. Take the people back to the Torah. Take the people back to the law. That's what you got to go by. You can't go by what's written over in there. You already know, man. If you don't know that they got injections up in there to bring forth their religion, something is seriously wrong with you. Go back to the statues, that I be not ashamed. My soul fainted for thy salvation. My hope is in thy word. With that people, gathering a Christ church and sensitive narcissist Elder Ricard, I rebuke you. Audio number one, I'm not going to make number two. I said all I need to say tonight. I'll talk to y'all later. Talk to y'all later. Have a blessed one, Remnant. God of Israel bless you, Remnant. The God of Israel help you, support you, and guide you. Because guess what? You don't have no leaders to guide you. So you need the God of Israel. His name is Ahaya to guide you. Talk to y'all later. Get it right, Elder Ricard, or you end up going to hell, bruh.